Godzilla.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jim is in our studio back there behind the glass, anxiously watching Twitter. Every time a tweet pops up, he flinches a little bit.
I just hope it carries over to the 2 o'clock show to where Murray's got to do it. And
another tweet.
You get the fake Murray gets faked out.
Blue check mark? Does he have a blue check mark, Murray?
Murray gets duped. Johnny Gaudreau is a Bruin.
No, he's not. The problem are the ones that people send you. Look at them and you think that's true, and then all of a sudden you got to really do some investigating.
They're doctored up.
When you see them come across your timeline, usually they're pretty good.
Well, never know a dull moment here, huh?
A lot of people saying, oh, they'll drop it at 5 p.m., whatever the news is, if there's news. Oh, boy. Never a dull moment with this team.
Remember how just matter-of-fact quietly, too, when the Garoppolo deal came down, it hit the news that day, right at the deadline, hey, Jimmy Garoppolo's traded.
Web guys just came from upstairs, like, what are you hearing? What are we doing here? Are we staying late today?
What are we doing here? I don't know. We don't know.
Well, I don't listen to Zoe right now. He's talking about it.
Yeah. Web guys. The guys, the webbing between their hands that's abnormally larger than others? The ducks? We got ducks at work here?
Oh, God. Yep. Oh, man.
Stop texting me!
People just texting you.
Don't know! Don't text me anymore.
You want to talk to Ken and Lowell about Belmont?
Just a second. I'm going to put this disclaimer out there. I got no information. I'm doing a talk show for 4 hours here. For all you people, do your job. Cover the team. I got nothing. Put that out there. And Brady ain't showing up next week. That's all I got. Go. Yeah, let's talk to Ken and Lowell. Wouldn't be a Friday if we didn't have Ken and Lowell.
No, hold on.
Hey, what's up there, Beetle? Hey, Zoe. Hey, Hardy. Love Ken. I want Ken. What would happen?
No, I
want
to read this tweet from Tommy Curran.
Oh. Make sure it's him. Hold on.
It's him.
Okay, good.
I've mentioned on BST, that's Boston Sports Tonight, NBC Sports Boston. I've mentioned on BST a source telling me that having been around the team for years, they've seen how players are treated just before being dealt. That, the source said, was how it felt with Gronk at the start of 17. But that was a year ago.
Right.
So
remember, supposedly he wasn't feeling great. Remember,
well,
he was talking smack the first practice. Well, wait a minute. He started talking smack the first practice, and what did Bill do? He chastised him that night in the meeting, right? Cut the crap. What do you do for 3 days here? He's been having fun throwing the ball in the stands. Laughing at guys, joking around, having fun. Bill hasn't said anything. Do we read into that? I don't know. See?
You certainly are. You're bringing it up.
Oh, I would. I read into everything.
Which means you're reading into that.
I read into everything that this head coach does because these guys are maniacal. They do things for a reason. I read into everything that Brady says because it's calculated. That guy doesn't talk. That guy doesn't just get out there and throw things out. That guy thinks about what he will say, and he says it for a purpose. Like, take these straws. Don't do those. He's more upset about the fact that, okay, we haven't heard from you in over a month. The first time I hear from you is about a straw on Earth Day. No, thank you.
Speaking of Tommy Curran had a post about Brady yesterday that was excellent. He said Brady doesn't say a lot, and that's pretty telling. Saying that, at the very least, I anticipated Brady would say that after an unprecedented off-season sabbatical from stadium workouts, he felt completely recharged, refreshed, and cleansed. That kind of statement would have signaled that the slings and arrows he'd taken and the endless hand-wringing he'd caused had all been worth it. He writes, yeah, no. He says, approaching gently at the start of what we were told would be a quick session, I asked if the guy on the couch in Tom versus Time that seemed so conflicted was still around. Did he still feel conflicted? No, he replied. It's been just a good process for me, and it's been fun to be out here with my teammates, and I'm excited about the year. Every year has some different challenges. It's good. And he goes on. Then he mentions the personal reasons, the new contract questions. The last question Brady fielded was whether or not he'd attend the final voluntary OTAs of the offseason next week. He says Brady, showing obvious parental sleight of hand, gave a "can't you see daddy just got home" kind of answer. Give me a moment. I just walked through the door. How many times did you get that as a kid? Dad. I just walked through the door.
Okay.
Give me 5 minutes, and right, we can discuss whatever it is you're looking to discuss. Are you coming? Are you coming? Hey, Todd.
Let me put it first.
Are you coming next week? Yeah. Are you coming out? Hey, guys. Hey, let me just get through today, please.
I'm just focused on today, right now. Calculated. He knows where he's going every minute. That guy's
Dad,
got a
can
guy.
Can we go play catch? Can we go break. Throw the frisbee around? Can we go get ice cream? Can we go ride bikes? Hey, relax. I just walked through the door.
What a regular guy.
Right? Like, I just walked through the door. The answer is like, no, I don't want to do that right now.
You know, he's got his guy with his bag next to him. Here, drink this. 5 minutes is up. Here, drink this one. Here, drink that. Drink this.
Chad Finn just got caught by the fake Adam Schefter.
Oh! Everyone's got to be very careful today about blue check marks and verifying accounts.
Yeah.
That's all I would say.
The fake Adam Schefter tweeted that Rob Gronkowski has been traded to the Cleveland Browns.
It's not even close. Tell,
and Finn quoted the tweet and said, "Sucks." I'm like, oh, that'll be down in about 5 seconds.
I'm going to screen grab it. Retweet. I'm going to tweet it back to him.
I don't need this. I don't need this. He's on a Friday. The fourth and final hour is supposed to be a fun hour. We did 3 hours of content. We got the Weekenders coming up at the end of the show.
Not called that anymore.
It's 85 and sunny out. My kid's graduating. She got a nice award last night. My little sister's coming in tonight. I told you at the start of this segment. Look,
why do you feel the need to give us your weekend itinerary every time we talk about this?
Start of this hour. Don't text me. I don't know anything. And they still text.
Well, does that person know anything?
No, he doesn't know anything. Let's call the guy on radio trying to entertain the public.
I won't say who it is.
We'll call him.
I won't say who it is.
Because I spent so much time in that locker room.
I see what it is.
Wait till you get the sports radio producer text about coming on their show later today.
No, I'm not. I'll be AWOL. I'm off. Zoe off the grid. Gridless. No grid there. Get ready, Billy Lanny. 4 more hours of football, baby. Let's go. Light them up, Billy. Unleash it. Oh, what is today? It's agenda-free Friday. Jimmy feels worse than he did the other day. Ask Jimmy today. How you feeling, Jimmy? Remember how Jimmy started the show? Angry.
I see another fake Schefter reporting something, but don't fall for that one either.
Mike Giardi has a tweet. He just sent this one out. Random observation made yesterday during the final day of minicamp. Gronk didn't take the field in any of the 3 days until the final horn sounded, indicating go time. What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't ever remember him being up. Meaning he's not one of the first ones on the field. He's just dragging his ass around.
Meaning he just stands on the sideline until the horn blows.
Lollygagger.
He's
no,
not
meaning,
doing anything until the horn
lollygagger.
Blows.
Lollygagger. I don't read into that. I would read into that if, you know, he was a maniacal like the quarterback. Got to be first one out.
Well, no. But you know what he did? No,
you know that
official horn at the start of practice?
Yeah.
There are guys that go out and do some work before practice.
Right.
That will work on things.
I don't recall him ever being
passes.
A guy that does that a lot. He stays out extra later after it with Brady. I think he's done that both days. I thought I saw reports of him staying out with Brady afterwards with Jordan, with Matthews.
What about, as you said, all the stuff that's gone on in the practices? With the spiking of the balls, with the, you know, being very...
I've talked to people that said he looks fantastic.
I know.
He looks great.
Oh, and you don't think you don't think that news has spread?
So I heard from somebody that this young tight end that Mel Kiper thinks may stick, this kid they drafted out of Florida State, can make the roster and actually play. I heard that's probably not going to be the case, according to some people. He doesn't look that great.
Who is the tight end that was catching everything?
The hell's his name? Izzo? Is his name Izzo?
The one from Florida State, yeah.
Izzo's from Florida State. So your other tight ends are Dwayne Allen, this kid Izzo.
Hollister.
Cody Hollister, right?
High. Oh, no, Jacob Hollister. Cody's the wide receiver.
They traded for that kid from
Troy Nicholas.
A Notre Dame kid. Yeah. Troy Nicholas. So you're going to line up in a huddle with Troy Nicholas, Dwayne Allen. Malcolm Mitchell's on one leg. Hogan will be there, hopefully. Edelman won't on day one. Matthews. Kenny Britt.
Okay, let's get back to the calls coming up next.
Yeah, we're going to do that. A little sanity segment.
Yeah, we got we're going to get our sanity back. Zoe's going to calm down. He claims to know nothing at all. Claims to know nothing. You can be the judge of that. All right, good.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song. Oh.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
What's going on? 120 here on Zolak and Bertrand. We're going to go to your calls, as promised. Those laughing. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Don't do this. What? What did you get? You look at your phone, you laugh. What is it?
This picture of my nephew. It's his last day of school.
Anthony in Boston. Anthony.
Good afternoon,
Anthony.
Gentlemen.
Hey, yes. What's up, man?
Well, so much for Agenda-Free Friday, because I feel like the agenda is to freak me out.
Well, agenda's set right now. Yeah.
Yep. It's a freak-out Friday, Anthony.
I had a little question about the Edelman thing, and then I'd rather change the topic to LeBron and the Celtics. I'm actually a Sixers fan, and I can tell you pragmatically, well, let me preface by saying I definitely take LeBron, and I definitely think he elevates the play of the players around him on the court.
For what team, Sixers or Celtics?
Well, for both teams, for every team he's
on. Oh, okay. All right.
I would take the guy either way.
Who would?
I think it means a ring. But to hedge that, I think he is... ironically, not a role model for players. I don't think he mentors well. You've seen plenty of young, talented players either stagnate right after he leaves or only look good when they're on the floor with him. I don't remember Juwan Wagner getting anywhere or Mario Chalmers turning into anything. When he plays with guys who are already talented, they elevate their play because his greatness spills over. But I've never seen him make a player better. And I think it's a legitimate concern as a Celtics fan or any fan that the young talent on your team wouldn't just get dished away, but once he's gone, they might not be capable of the same ceiling that they would have been.
No, I don't buy that. I don't buy it. Kyrie Irving got better. He was a young player, young talent. Kyrie Irving got better. Kyrie Irving eventually left.
You can't do everything the older that you get. This is not LeBron James 5 years ago. I mean, if he's going to sit back and look at both situations, say it's Philly. See, I think it's down between like teams like Philly and Houston. That makes sense to me. Philly, he could still run a show. He could coach them. Houston, you're going to play with more veterans as opposed to higher-end young players. Does he really want to go develop with those guys, though? If he goes, he's got to look at it as, and this is why I think Boston's got the most realistic shot. Put me on each of those three teams. Does that get that team over the hump to not only compete with Golden State, but beat them? Philly, I would say, no.
I got to give you another tweet. Mark Daniels this time, because every beat reporter now is going to feel the need to tweet something. He said Gronk's actions on the practice field this week were interesting. He legit screamed woo after most catches. He'd high step after other catches. He was trash talking. Oh, and he launched a ball into a tree on the sideline. Seemed to me like he was free and happy.
Free and happy, but...
Be free. Be free.
I thought, and if he wanted to be a little petulant prick and carry that over to the interview process, he would have. Like, if that's his meaning and that's his underlying, you know, thing that he wanted to accomplish this week, I want to get my ass out of here. I thought he handled himself really well in front of the press.
What was he doing, a Cassius Marsh? What was he doing there this week?
I'll show them. I'm going to throw Gatorade cooler.
Peter Griffin has the inside scoop on Gronk. Peter?
Yeah.
Hey, Marcus, Scott, and Robert, listen up, okay? This is not a joke. Not a joke, okay? I have an inside source, family member, who works close to Kraft. And she's telling me about 5 minutes ago that Gronk may be on the move. Not definite, but may be on the move. This is what she's telling me. And one more thing. God bless our gracious king. I don't know. Doesn't that just sound kind of weird?
It's pretty good. It's good to have Peter Griffin back.
It's been a long time.
Was he serious? It's
no, he was serious on the first part. Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Well.
Been a long time since we've heard one of those calls.
I saw Peter
from
Griffin
Peter.
On a flight not long ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Don't worry about it.
I saw him at C. Scott's Liquors in Foxborough.
Let's go to Ken and Lowell. Speaking of God, Jesus bless our gracious Christ. Queen or
hey,
King or whatever
hey,
it is.
Hey, hey, Beetle. Hey,
hey.
How you guys doing?
Hi, good. Ken. Tough day, potentially.
I got to copyright that phrase. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, yeah you should. Put
you
on a T-shirt.
T-shirt.
Don't you sell it. Don't you usually say that?
I usually don't, but now I'm changing it to unusual.
I like the first part. Say, I like the first one.
Okay, but throw it in context. Say, isn't that kind of unusual? Let me hear that.
Yeah, it doesn't kind of sound right, does it, Heidi?
I mean, don't know. I haven't heard it.
I'm looking for a synonym. What's another word for a synonym, anyway?
I love cinnamon.
I love cinnamon, too.
Oh, I just
the
got
icing.
To think of cinnamon.
Oh.
No, I thought you said cinnamon.
Well, that works, too. If you pop it in the microwave and, you know, whatever.
But isn't anyway, that extraordinary?
Hey, that's a dead. Now, there you go.
All right.
There you go. I'm going to start using that one.
All right.
But I called in to weigh in on the Belmont tomorrow.
I don't even care anymore.
Tell me who your winner is.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Ken. Appreciate
okay.
It.
We got Dan Lifshitz.
Always like hearing from
hold
you.
On. We got a tweet from Dan Lifshitz just now. This is his. Patriots season odds have just been removed off the board everywhere in all books.
All the books just pulled the Pats off the board.
Okay. Oh,
I'm done.
Oh,
I
boy.
Swear to God.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I mean,
oh, boy.
Look at
oh,
this
that. Oh, that's a big that's a
we're
big
not
one.
Even on TV, and oh. We got this monitor popping up for potential breaking news.
Yeah. Tell everyone over at Comcast.
Look at
we,
this.
We turn the, they turn the lights on, and then we turn the lights off because we don't have a news story yet. If there is news, we will get up and turn the lights on ourselves. We will. I promise. Vinny, everyone at Comcast, will turn the lights on. Jimmy comes in. He starts flipping on all the TV lights. I go, what are you doing?
Wendy Edelman news yesterday break.
1:36. It's going to be Zovertime. I just saw
Zovertime.
This from Jay Bramble. Did you see this one,
he's,
too?
Jay Bramble is tweeting stuff out, the producer over there. What's his title over there? NBC Sports
Director Boston. Of directors.
Yeah, not producer. Sorry, Jay.
Director of operations.
Did you see his latest?
He said, Detroit needs a tight end, just saying. And then he adds, Marvin Jones is a nice player.
He's hearing something.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. what an odd day. What an odd day we've had here. Jay in East Longmeadow, Jay.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yep.
Awesome. I just want to throw out a theoretical here. I know all this Gronk trade talk's kind of crazy, but I know the Browns were one of the teams allegedly that were interested in him.
Said who?
What do you think about trading Gronk for Josh Gordon?
Said who? I mean, who said that?
No,
he's stupid.
God, no, get out of here. I don't want dumb players.
Ick, gross. Get out of my face. Who said that the Browns were one of the teams that Bill had talked to?
You're pretty enamored. You were pretty enamored with
Reddit?
Josh Gordon on our text chain.
He's
yesterday.
Cut like a mother bleeper. I didn't say he's a smart player.
You love him. You want to put him on a plate and sop him up with a biscuit.
You see his
you
left arm.
You love him.
Do you see his left arm?
He's huge.
I didn't know there's that many muscles in one arm.
He's huge. Nick in Plymouth. Nick.
Nick.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
I just had a general question because I didn't. Obviously, I'm just totally speculating on this. But when a team starts marking a player out for trade, is there a chance that the team that is being negotiated with could ever ask the NFL or push for a random drug test? I'm just obviously saying that, you know, if he was trying to move Edelman, was there a chance that maybe in the attempt of...
No. Why would you do that? Then he can't play for 4 games. It damages the asset in a very significant way. No. Jim Murray with this on Twitter, blue check mark. If he got a second rounder for Garoppolo, then I fully expect Belichick to get a handful of magic beans for Rob Gronkowski. do you remember those little the jumping beans and the little plastic container you could buy like at the checkout?
Yeah,
at the
Mexican jumping beans.
Yes, Mexican jumping. What was Mexican about them? From Mexico?
I don't know. They make the secret ones down there.
How does it?
I don't know.
Mexican jumping bees.
Yeah. Google it.
Are seed pods that have been inhabited by the larva of a small moth.
Yeah, and when you hold them in your hand, they warm up and they move, and they don't jump, but they can, like, twitch.
They're twitching. Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Like a Corona right now. Tequila. That'd be good. Cerveza.
Were they magic beans? Did you buy them off the same guy? Zach in Worcester. Hey, Zach. Zach?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Having a ball. What's up?
Not much. I just heard that tweet that Gronk from Marvin Jones. I don't care what Marvin Jones brings to the table. I'm going to trade away the best tight end ever for that guy. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
I'm going to trade him for Marvin Gaye, and he's dead.
And I don't think we'll top that statement today, so let's get right to the headlines.
Sports Hub Headlines.
A lot of rumors swirling around about the Patriots, but one that has captivated us with the most facts is the Julian Edelman suspension, reportedly for violating the league's PED policy, 4 games to start the regular season, that suspension on appeal. Red Sox homestand continues tonight with the 1-3 against the White Sox. Chris Sale to the mound, 5-3 on the year with a 3.00 earned run average. He'll oppose Dylan Covey, who's 1-1 with a 2.82 ERA. Jalen Beeks on the mound for the Red Sox last night.
Patriots just sent out a media email. I was like, there's for upcoming media availability.
Oh, all right.
For OTAs on June 14th.
Gotcha. Gronk on the list?
Doesn't say that. It says Bill Belichick will speak next Thursday, June 14th, and there will be player availability that day, but no, Gronk is not specifically listed.
All right. Jalen Beeks went 4 innings in his major league debut last night in the Red Sox 7-2 loss to the Tigers. St. Jude Classic run up to the U.S. Open. Dustin Johnson, 6-under through 17 holes. He's alone atop the leaderboard at 9-under par for the tournament. And the Washington Capitals got the 4-3 win over the Knights in Las Vegas last night to win the Stanley Cup for the first time in Capitals franchise history. Headlines are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox, Scott Zolak, Steve Lyons, Mike Riley, and Steve DiFilippo. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Okay, there's updates during the break. Tommy Curran with a tweet. Maybe we should sound the breaking news. Should we sound breaking news? It feels like this is breaking news. Killing the breaking news, really.
Unbreaking news.
Unbreak the news.
Do we have a sounder for unbreaking news?
Yeah. Do we have something that's like a... side of the sad trombone? We have the sad trombone? Breaking news sounder? Here's one from Tommy Curran. Resume your Friday. I am told there is zero truth, quote, zero truth, to imminent Gronk trade.
Imminent?
Imminent. That's an interesting qualifier.
Why put that word?
No, the imminent Gronk trade, no truth.
Later.
Tomorrow's Gronk trade.
See you next
plenty
week.
Of truth in that one.
See you next week.
He's going to get traded. Yeah, there it is. He's going to get traded on 6-9.
That's pretty good for you, Jim.
Not 6-8.
Chris Gronkowski. Quoting the David Portnoy tweet that said, I'm hearing Gronk may or may not be a Patriot by the end of the day or not by the end of the day, blah, blah, blah. Chris Gronkowski quoted that and said, sounds like fake news.
Mike Giardi tweets, I was just told to stand down, everyone. Gronk ain't going anywhere. Quote, no truth to rumor, says someone who knows. Do you think this is some sort of distraction to get everyone to talk about something other than Julian Edelman being popped for four games?
Could be. And then you're 2 days, you know, gets your weekend in.
Oh, hey, we've got a call back on the line from Cam and Quincy, who called us once already today.
Was it Cam and Taunton?
No, it was Cameron and Quincy.
Oh.
Cameron, what do you have for us? There's an update?
Yes, guys. I would never want to go against Curran, of course, but hearing the potential would be Gronk for Baker, if anything. Other than that, it's off the table. Thanks, guys.
Baker who?
Baker Mayfield.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
And then he hangs up.
I'd be okay with that.
Oh. Oh my. You
can trade a tight end for your quarterback of the future. I'm okay with that.
That's my guy. I like him.
Oh, wouldn't that be the ultimate FU to Brady? Oh, no, your guy Edelman got popped. Oh, that's too bad. Hey, your tight end's gone, too, and I just got your replacement.
Oh, man.
Oh!
Who's in charge now?
You want to see?
Oh, what a power move.
Cameron and Quincy's second call of the day. We allow that for a newsbreaker like Cameron and Quincy. We allow that.
And just to bring everybody up to speed.
Oh, man.
Cameron and Quincy had the question.
He called us 2 days ago about... Have you guys heard about Edelman going down for PEDs? We're like, huh?
No.
No.
Not.
That wasn't exactly how it went. But yeah, we replayed it yesterday when you weren't here.
Yeah, I heard it.
Did you hear it?
Yeah. This was a good show. I mean, I got a chance to listen to it. I did the morning show yesterday.
You were there.
Yeah.
He said, that's not a resounding no.
Right.
Brendan in Cambridge, what do you think?
So, I haven't been on board with this all day, but where did this ridiculous rumor come from?
Cameron and Quincy.
Most recently.
He's a newsbreaker.
Is that a credible source? And then there's no way Gronk goes. If this happens, Brady's not showing up to camp. You don't have a quarterback for next year. There's no chance.
Wait a minute. It was Baker Mayfield's agent. Who did he go on the podcast with? Was that Gil Brandt's kid, right?
Andrew Brandt.
Andrew Brandt had that podcast, and the agent dropped that little nugget like there was this one team. And don't be shocked that if he got past Cleveland, this team can move up as high as to number three? Was it three or two? To get Baker Mayfield.
Two.
And it was the Patriots. Just adds another layer to it. It's not like they didn't have interest in him. It'll be fun to call games for him.
Look at you. Already figuring
that's
out.
Well, I look at it. Sorry.
You guys didn't want the quarterback, right?
That one? Yeah. Not the Lamar Jackson one. Yeah.
Wow.
Hmm.
All right. I'm just,
okay.
I need to get out of the screen that I'm in on the call screener here.
I hate when it does that.
No, I did that on purpose.
Oh.
Cameron is not trying to shield his identity at all. Usually when you get a lot of the prank callers, they'll block their numbers.
It's kind of cool we have this new screen.
None of that.
Yeah.
None of that from him. Mm. Sean is in Chelmsford. Sean?
Yeah, guys. I'm trying to distract myself from Suicide Watch here over this news.
That's not nice.
But hey, guys, just real quick, a little hockey talk. When I saw Ovi lifting the cup, the first thing I thought of was this is the first time that he's actually looked like Ovi that we all know from the regular season. His playoff run that he had, I think he was a point-per-game player, if not more. And I'm wondering if it has a lot to do with having a fire under his ass from not being allowed to play in the Olympics and watching Russia actually win gold.
Yeah, I don't know. Ask him. Bad call. And motivation.
Maybe
just because he keeps losing in the playoffs for 100 years in a row, and he got tired of it.
There was something behind him when he was lifting the cup, pushed up against
boobies,
the glass.
Right on the glass there.
Like, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. You know?
John.
I'm just going to call it. I need to take some guts to roll those out.
John.
Like, you're on TV. Hey, it's a crowded arena. It's
John from Jersey. John from Jersey, go.
John.
Hey, how's it going? I just want to go back to that last caller. He mentioned suicide, And I don't think that's very funny.
I said that. It's not, considering what's gone on here with Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain.
It's not funny. Coming from someone who has attempted suicide.
Oh, jeez. Do we have to do that
today? We didn't even get into it.
We didn't get into it.
Whoa, whoa, watch what you're saying.
He said it's not cool and we moved on.
Yep.
Get your panties in a bunch elsewhere. Jeez. I don't think the guy meant anything by it, and we said something that maybe made him realize, oh, yeah, probably not a great time to
say. He did not mean anything
like
by it. It was a poorly timed joke.
John and Cam. John. He's listening to the radio.
Calls are getting worse.
Well, John, you stink, too. I got one more. Why'd you pick up this guy, Mac? He calls us. Isn't this like the quarterback guy? Who's talking to him now?
What do you got?
He was on hold. I want to take one
Chip's
more.
Chip's whispering sweet nothings in his ear.
The intern said somebody from Gronk's camp is on the line for us.
Okay,
I said, okay, who's from Gronk's camp? Like, literally the football camp he runs, not like his camp.
Yeah, Mac, what do you got?
Hey, so there's a camp going on this weekend, so there's like kind of good news and bad news, I think. I think the good news is that there's not going to be any immediate changes, because what's occurring right now is everybody's trying to put out the fire, because you got people coming from like California, Texas to attend this camp. And if there is news that he's being traded, then some of these people might cancel their plans. So being that he has a busy weekend up here, I don't think you'll hear any news until Monday.
So you think that because he's running a big organized football camp, the team would hold off on doing the trade?
Well,
nah, I think they would say, go to hell, we'll do the trade, you figure your stuff out.
They may hold off on the trade.
Payments have already been made for that camp. The money's already been passed out. Still do the camp, then go to that whatever team he gets traded to on Monday. That's easy.
Today's takeaways with fake promos are next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Wake 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of the Boston Celtics. Check it all out at awaken180weightloss.com.
I'd like to say thank you to the Cask and Flagon providing lunch for us today.
Thank you.
Thanks to Dana and everybody at the Cask.
Excellent fish
taking
tacos.
Taking care of us. I was there the other night after the Red Sox game. Always a great spot, but more than just one location, Zoe.
Oh, yeah. Got one down in Marshfield there in 139er.
139er.
Mm.
Down in
Marshfield. Go to Cape Cod.
Legendary spot. Our thanks to them for lunch today.
Thank you.
Let's get to the takeaways. We decided to not have Hardy review them, not have a panel discussion over these, because it was one of these days where it's like everything just sort of went.
I say we let it fly.
How about this?
Let it fly, baby.
Not even Jim Louth has reviewed them.
So Tom Morgan, it was all up to T-Bone today to decide which went in and which did not.
Which, do you think we're in good hands? Do you think Tom is funny?
No.
Generally speaking, no.
You know what? He's got that. He gets that.
He
sarcastic.
Puts them all together every week, anyways.
He has a chance to redeem.
We just
himself.
Usually take a couple out, so all the funny ones are still his.
He's sarcastically funny,
but it's matter of does he have a refined humor palette, if you will.
What's funny right now, intern? Right. Why are you smiling and laughing?
Timing.
Either way, you guys really weren't funny this week because there's only six for the whole week.
Really?
Ask me what
Charlie
the secret
chuckles.
Is.
Maybe if we would have banged out a day because you had an infection.
Beetle, ask me what the secret is to the fake promos.
What's the secret?
Timing. It's all about timing.
Let's go. Hear them now.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Albert in Rhode Island on TB12. Hey, Albert.
Albert.
Hello.
Albert.
Actually exists. We know now.
Yeah. I knew he was fake. I knew he was a robot.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Robot Albert.
There was an edit in Albert's phone call.
A Reddit?
When he, as it aired live.
Yeah, that or he was abducted by aliens while the phone call was happening.
Very
actually exists. We know now.
Has he called back since then?
No, not that I know of.
Got to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Fort Foxborough, where truth and candor are enemies of the state. We can only guess what happened.
The guy can really write.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's me reading Shaughnessy. That is Shaughnessy commenting on his own writing.
I'm surprised he didn't snatch it out of your hand and say, this guy doesn't read my stuff very well. Give it to me. But he let you read it. You did a good job, Beto.
Okay, thanks.
Weekdays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Kid brought it. Sure did. Any more of that steak sauce left in there? I eat that with a spoon. The other one. He's in there smiling. Smiley's back. Happy guy. All right, here we go. Start the show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You tell me that aired live like that?
Yeah, music and stuff.
Just like it sounded.
That was the beginning of the show.
Oh, that was the day after Peter had lunch delivered, and then Colin was in the next day doing exactly what he's doing right now, standing back there and smiling. Oh, now he's stone-faced. Okay.
Oh. He's such a bro. You know what?
I like.
I'm gonna get my. Buddy Colin a job at like a restaurant.
Up, oh, we gotta go. We gotta keep going. Keep going. We got something to get to.
Zolak and Bertrand.
So why not just make it IHOM, International House of Meals?
What are like Mills. A sawmill?
No, Mills. M-E-A-L-S.
Oh,
Mills.
Meals. Okay.
International House of Meals.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, that's one.
IHOP changing their name.
Yeah. Not a great week on these. Next.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I saw that kid, what was he, baby? Remember the one in China? Smoking cigarettes, sucking them butts?
No, I don't think it was China.
Who was that?
Yeah, I remember the video, though. That, it was like the four-year-old who smoked.
It was like Vietnam or something. I don't know where the hell it was. Then we had that one of that monkey smoking. Oh, my God, that fat kid with the diaper. Just sucking butts.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the
That's
Sports
good.
Hub.
Is that good. It? One more, go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
No, I think I'd just send him to a walk-in down the street.
Yeah, you know, go to Connie Hospital.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your worst call ever. Your absolute worst call ever.
That's not necessary.
Yeah, it is. Bull crap.
I'll tell you what, I didn't say it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, yep. The Sports Hub.
Ooh. All right, we
good
have,
job, Tom. Good right, job.
You got something, Beetle?
Is this breaking news worthy? I'm not. I think it is.
Yeah,
I think this is worthy of a breaking news. Might as well hit it, Jim.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
We've got a statement from Julian Edelman that has been put out in the form of an Instagram story. I am very sorry. I don't know what happened. I've taken many, many tests, obviously, over the course of my career, and nothing like this has ever happened. I apologize to the Kraft family, my coaches, teammates, and fans. As this matter is being appealed, I can't say any more, but no matter what, I will be ready to play and pursue another championship with our team and for the Patriots fans around the world. There you go. So, finally, 24 hours after the story breaks, we finally get one of those social media posts.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
You wanted it, but like I said, he's got to wait until this appeal things. They announce what the decision is, and then you accept the guilt, and you move on, and you say where you got it from.
So the two statements so far, if I could sum them up.
There'll be another one coming down the road.
The statement from Alex Guerrero. I don't know. Wasn't me. Julian Edelman. I don't know. I've taken tests before and never had this happen. So nobody knows anything. No one knows anything. Yeah, I'm sure they'd be real reliable sources on a story to get to the bottom of it, to get to the truth of the matter. I don't know. I have no idea. How did I test? I have no idea. Nope. Nobody knows anything. Nothing to see here. No idea. Those are your two statements so far.
There you go.
And Rob Gronkowski will apparently remain a Patriot for at least the rest of the day. As far as we know.
Until about 4:49. Right before 5.
Cameron and Quincy predicting it is Gronk for Baker Mayfield. That's his pick. That's his pick to hit. Ken and Lowell, who's going to win the Belmont? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm calling about the Belmont, but I don't know.
I don't know who's going to win.
But at least you have something. Statement from Edelman. Just coming out moments ago.
That he obviously wrote himself. It's not like PR people combed over.
Disagree.
Disagree.
Well, then crafted they to make it look like he wrote it himself.
Yep.
What do you think's been going on for the last 24 hours? What they were going to say, how it was going to look, what the wording was going to be.
Including the typo.
Don't automatically assume that someone was not in on that.
All right.
He
needs a little more.
Edelman's got good people writing that stuff.
No, he doesn't.
Got the typo though.
He's got the typo.
They probably read it to him over the phone. And
I've taken many, many tests, obviously, over the course of my career.
Yeah.
That doesn't even make sense. How about I've taken hundreds of tests over the course of my career? That's a better way of saying it. And any more should be two words, not one. Right. You're telling me you had a team of people look at this first before you put it out there? Not buying it.
Well,
which is fine. He did it himself.
Doing,
it's from the heart. It's from the heart. That's fine. He didn't have a bunch of people going over
You're giving Edelman exactly what he wants.
Yeah.
What? He wants you to, they wouldn't have time. This is just a man who's being genuine with everybody.
Hey, you guys have a good weekend.
We're all playing chess and we're all playing
checkers. Have a little bit of cynicism, would you?
You guys have a good weekend. Congratulations to my daughter Hadley graduating this weekend. Had a hell of a senior year. Heading to UMass.
Again.
Yeah.
I called in to weigh in on the Belmont tomorrow.
I don't even care anymore. Tell me who your winner is.
Well, I don't know.